yourself. Even though that ain't so, baby, cause my don't know how to end. But that independent thing, I'm with it. All we do is win. Whatever you do is working. Other girls don't matter. In your presence, can't do what you do. There's a million girls around, but I don't see no one but you.
Oh, baby, here we go. yeah. Saying what's up, big ups to Big Jim Free, my man, putting it down. This, I want to get him a big shout out to his lovely wife, who we are praying for. She is a beautiful soul. And man, you know what? If you ever needed somebody and somebody show you love, it's the time to do it now. Man, listen, you guys, tune in to him. He's every Thursday. You can catch him early, just before me. And his wife is in the need of a transplant. And so, yo, guys, tune in. We got to continue to keep up in prayer, keep him up in prayer. And I want to congratulate him on having have a wonderful young lady that just came on the show. She has an awesome book called The Earth Diet. Man, I'm looking forward to checking that out. I'm a big spaghetti man. Y'all know I love spaghetti. But she got an ingredients to help you eat proper. And that's one thing America needs, to be able to eat a lot more proper than what we're doing. We got obesity. Even Michelle Obama's big on obesity. So we got a way that y'all can tune in. You know what? Check the book out. It's called The Earth Diet. Man, I'm going to check it out because I got to eat better and healthy. So big ups to Jim Free for having her on and having my beautiful sister queen, Sister Free, coming out and hanging out with her husband and being. I love that husband and wife team, man. That's a beautiful thing. I love it. Big ups, Jim Free, man. Thank you for setting the atmosphere for me to do what I do best. Do what we do. Big ups to that author, man. Is Lorna? Yeah, I think I got it right. Lorna. Yeah, I'm having a brain fart, but I got it covered. Trust me, I'm that type of guy. Lorna Warner Gray. Is that right? I think Jim Free to help me. Jim Free, come here, man.
Go on.
Both of y'all, come on in here. I called them just before they left.
No, we don't want to break in on your show, but Gary,
come on
thank
in,
you
man.
So much. You're a blessing.
Man.
Totally just broke in on your show. Okay.
Come on, have a seat, man. Y'all got a couple minutes
thanks.
With me.
We love you, Gary.
Yeah.
My name is Liana.
Liana.
Yeah. Once it's in your mind, you remember it. But Liana rhymes with banana, okay? Yeah. So that way you can remember it. And it's a food name as well. And my book's called The Earth Diet.
That's right. Now, Gary was talking about how a lot of people have obesity and Michelle Obama's really about getting rid of obesity. What is something that somebody can do to get rid of obesity that your book talks about?
Drink lemon water every single morning. So start the day off in a very healthy way. It'll alkalize your body and cleanse your body, and it will help with digestion health. So lemon water, it's the easiest and most cheapest thing to do to get rid of obesity. And then you can drink things like bentonite clay throughout the day, which is volcanic ash, and it will absorb a lot of toxins from your system. So people with obesity have a lot of buildup toxins. So you want to get those toxins out.
Did you say lemon water?
Lemon water, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's so powerful, so simple, but so powerful.
That is awesome.
Hey, you start your day with that, Gary.
Jim, listen, man, yeah. The book is something that, you know, in the African-American community, because we don't diet well. It's a fact.
Yeah, we understand.
We eat all kind of food. You know, me, I'm surprised I'm not obese because I eat everything. But I've started toning down because I want to eat proper and I want to eat better. And look, when I walked in, I heard Jim Free's show. You can catch him every Thursday right here on 880 Ooh. The Biz. When I heard it, I was like, man, that's what I needed. I'm already talking about that. Because they said, Gary, you're gaining weight. I said, oh, don't say that. I don't need to gain no weight.
Well, Gary, there's the Earth Diet. You can come up and put pieces together that help you stay thin. You can do some of the things they talk about. Part of staying thin is just, I got to just say it, closing your mouth. And then putting only the right things in. And it's not easy to eat the way that this book says. And,
yes.
And part of the problem that we have in the community, I'm just going to say it, is that it's not cheap to eat like that. So
it is an investment, but you're worth it.
Yes.
People are worth it.
Of course. Look, there's so many whole food stores. They stay packed. Because people don't mind spending.
No, people are spending money to eat right because it's your fuel and it's what keeps you going, and you can't work right unless you feel right.
It feels so good. That's also like it feels amazing.
Well,
it's a
I heard Mom used to say a healthy mind, a healthy soul, and a healthy body when you eat right.
Well, we're all about the love and the soul too.
Yeah.
Mind, body, spirit. Those three elements.
So where can we find your book?
So it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or you can just Google The Earth Diet and all of my website will come up and social media.
Now, Jim, is there some ingredients that we can kind of take from the book?
Well, she talks about the lemon water thing. The thing that I really like is, believe it or not, watermelon water. You put a little lemon in that. I drank some yesterday. It was very refreshing. I can't believe I'm on the radio really talking like this. I'll be appearing right next to the buffet line at the local fresh market in Coconut Grove after the show.
Yeah.
I'll be serving up nuts and berries.
I'll be at the Whole Foods buffet, Miami Beach.
There are you.
So good.
I know where
mac and
us.
Cheese.
You know where
They've got
us.
Organic mac and cheese there. Whole Foods. So good.
Yeah,
you can eat all your favorite foods for the rest of your life just in a really clean, wholesome way.
That's what's up, man.
That's what it's all about. Clean
the
and
diet,
wholesome.
The diet.
Can I get an amount?
The Earth diet.
The Earth
yeah.
diet.
That was a good
one. Earth. Earth
diet.
Yeah, Earth.
She gives great
comes
home.
From the Earth.
You got her just here to go, uh-huh. Yeah. I need an uh-huh for Mike. Could you come early and just go, uh-huh?
Hey, Jim, it costs a lot to do that, uh-huh.
Oh, I know. I know things. I know uh-huh don't come cheap, Gary. I know uh-huh don't come cheap.
That's what's up, man. I'm so glad I caught both of you guys because, you know, Jim does a lot for this community, particularly, man, he's a big Dolphin fan as well. So, you know, Dolphins doing well. Look, all because of the Jim Free Show, they got a roof on their head getting ready to go on.
I did complain about all that sunstroke.
Yeah, you
sunstroke
did. I used to hear you talk about that all the time.
You know, I was getting sunstroke. I'm an old man, you know.
Yeah.
Old man sitting on the north sideline. You don't like that too much.
You're going to get some good seats with Jim.
Oh, yeah.
The next
great.
Well,
that
yeah, great seats
awesome.
With Larry. Larry's got a booth. We're going to go with Larry and go to the booth.
Oh, okay.
So, Gary, what are you going to be talking about the rest of your show tonight?
Man, tonight we're talking about, I mean, there's so many things that's going on. I got a lot of calls. You know, I'm part of the national director, and I'm the president of SCLC, which is the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Our founder is Dr. Martin Luther King.
That
and
I didn't realize.
Yeah, and the
no,
shootings
is,
have been
this
taking
is, this
place.
This is, I don't get this. I walked in. We don't talk politics, so it's good that the hours change.
Yeah.
I walked in, and I saw what's going on, and I'm telling you, I'm an American, yeah. and I'm freaking embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
It's too
I'm
much
angry because there's too many people that are dying in our country for virtually no reason. I saw the video yesterday about the guy lying on the ground with the two guys on top of him. He just put a gun on his chest and pop him. What is it with that?
Execution.
Yeah.
Execution.
I mean, what is it with that? Yeah. This is just not right. There is no summary execution here in the United States. Everybody
Incredible.
Has a right to trial. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. And because you're wearing a red shirt doesn't mean you're guilty, God. Well,
yeah.
I said a bad word. So now you see why we don't talk politics on my show, Gary,
because
I would probably elevate to a level that is so high and just come diving off into this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, you're passionate.
Well, I was going to say, can I say pissed off? I guess I'm going to let that go.
You can get away
I'm
with
very angry about this
now.
Stuff. I'm very angry because I have lots of friends that are of color, and it doesn't have to be just of color.
Yeah.
The cops can pull a trigger on anybody, and it's not. All the cops, there are many good police officers that keep us safe. And the fact that they're being tarnished by the behavior of just a few people has got to stop. It's got to stop. We've got to stop. I don't know how they're going to do it, but there has got to be a switch in the momentum because this is not a place where you come to die. This is a place where you come to be free. And now I'm done.
Jim Free. I got a chance to get Jim Free on the show. But Jim,
drop the mic on that.
Yeah, that was Elvis Presley moment.
Well, that's where I truly believe. I truly believe that. Vivian's parents sacrificed everything and came here to the United States to live free.
Yes, sir.
And so did a lot of other people. Some people didn't come here by choice, but they're here anyway.
Right.
Everybody has a right to be free.
Absolutely.
Everybody has a right to live the American dream. Everybody has the right to pursue it. Even she came here to come pursue the American dream. Leanna did.
I did 7 years ago. Here I am.
Yeah, well,
they found
you
me.
London?
I don't talk like this.
I'm from Australia.
I'm
Australia. Yeah, so I moved to New York 7 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, Jim Free, you hit someone on the head. You know what? It's not a black thing. It's an American thing, you know, because the shootings are taking place all over. And
Uncle Sam is colorblind.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam is colorblind. He can be black, white, or green at this point. I'm sorry, Gary, if I'm making you laugh, but it's absolutely that's the truth.
Jim, I should have started politics with you because you're such a mild man.
Oh, no. This is why I don't do it on my show. There'd be no time for the sponsors if I did this on my show. I'm sorry, and I am not running for anything, because if you run for government, you can't do anything. They got all up there to prove it every day.
Yeah, you know what I discovered, though, Jim, and it's
where did this come from?
Politics, it's about wealth. It really is, because Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Lincoln, they all was very wealthy men. And ethnic, during those days, as we know now, politics is about money. People do not sit in a commission seat for $6,000 or $12,000 a year for nothing. They just don't do it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go there, Gary. Yeah. I've lived in Miami-Dade too long. I've read too many RFPs to talk about that, Gary. So listen,
yeah.
I love you.
Thank you, man.
Okay?
I love you too,
and what
Jeffrey.
You bring to the community, your level of fire and openness is needed.
Yes, sir.
And the SCLC,
yes, sir.
You know, we need them. We need Dr. Martin Luther King and
Lord
his words.
Mercy.
We need those people.
Yes, sir.
We need people that are willing to stand up and fight for freedom and protection of the people that live in the United States. There are not a few people that should be able to take over the United States and the airwaves just because they're stupid. And that's what's been going on, and it bothers me.
Is CNN listening to this? Because Devin Fried is on it,
man.
He's on it.
These people, their brain chemistry is off.
Yeah.
So if they were starting to eat healthier, it would definitely make them more sane.
It'd tone it down, wouldn't it? It probably would get rid of it. Yeah, because the inside is so tarnished and so corrupt. We need some good, healthy foods. And you know what? If you get a chance to listen to Jim Free's show. Jim, what time your show comes on? Is every Thursday?
We're at Thursdays from 6 to 7. We don't talk politics, but you can get me on Gary's show. And I guess I talk politics. So, Gary, for you, I say a salute to you.
Bless
people
you, man.
Can't see that, but I love you, man.
I love you, too. You know what, Jim? Before you go, I wanted you to know this, and I mean this from my heart. I'm trusting God, and I'm hearing this through other airways. I'm trusting God that you're going to get a kidney at your door for your wife, man. And she's going to live an everlasting life and prosper. And she's going to walk in here just as beautiful she is, as radiant as she is. And I know at the end of the day, me and you are going to celebrate her life being right here with us, continuing to live and love a great and wonderful husband.
From your mouth to God's ears, and God's will is going to be done, and it's going to happen. I struggle every day for hours trying to make it happen for her, because all she can do is go to dialysis and that's pretty much about it. So wow. I'm on the phone all day long struggling and talking to people, trying to get a kidney donor lined up. People can, you know, reach out to you. I'm happy to
tell us where they can reach out, Jim.
They can reach me at 305-773-6300. Jim Fried, you can reach me at 305-773-6300. If you want to do the most spiritual thing and you want to get closer to God and you want to give somebody the gift of life, call me at 305-773-6300. You can go to www.fried.com/business, and you can see the what's going on with my wife. Thanks, Gary. I'm kind of losing it now.
Man, I'm so inspired by this man. And you know what? That's what you call a loving husband. And I heard my mom say this one day before my father got killed in a car accident. She said that I took an oath in front of God to health, through sickness, to health, to rich and poor. And I'm here to tell you, we're going to celebrate life.
Yes, Gary, we will celebrate life together and the renewal together. If people want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 305-773-6300. I'll put you in touch with the transplant people. Then I pull myself out of the equation, because it's a personal decision that you've got to make, not me. But if you want to help the beautiful Vivian Fried, and you can Google her, you can Google Jim Fried, you can see what's going on. We're all over social media. We're praying for God to help us. We're praying for somebody that's listening to pick up the phone. We're praying for Vivian to have the strength to make it to the day where she will get the kidney. And with that, I guess I got to say amen.
That's it, buddy. And kidneys don't have a color, but it has a way of living. So let's bring it, man. Let's
make
it happen.
People only need one kidney to live. So if somebody's got two kidneys and they want to donate, they can call me at 305-773-6300. And I can tell you one thing. There will be no interview for that person at the pearly gates. They get a free pass.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Jim Fried, I'm a man of God, and I want you to, you and I need to talk more about this. And you know what? Tori,
yes.
This is just what God led me to do. And this may come as a shocker. Even if I could get tested, if I have a kidney and we match, she can have my kidney.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I mean, I'm not talking foolishness,
though.
Because I give my life for God, for people. I mean that. You tell me where I can get tested. Because if it's an opportunity where anyone can get tested, let us know where we can go.
Well, Gary, people can call the Miami Transplant Institute. They can call the Miami Transplant Institute at, hold on, I'm going to look up the number right now. My wife knows it by hand.
And can you put a male kidney in a female?
Yeah, everything works. And if
amazing.
And if somebody wants to donate a kidney, it doesn't matter, because they can go in the system and through the paired donor exchange, another kidney of equal quality will come out.
Yeah. Because you're able to match it they have the already, sometimes they have you already tested for blood types and that type of thing, if my understanding is.
There's all kinds of things, but the bottom line is,
So you're going to get tested.
I'm going to get tested.
And if it's a match, you're going to give up your kidney.
I'm going to give a kidney.
Amazing.
And you know what? You probably think I'm playing, but I'm dead serious.
No, no, I don't think you're kidding at all.
I wouldn't do that on the air if I was serious. Seriously.
Okay, now I got to look at it. You see, I couldn't even... What's going on now is that the devil's hand is moving me so I can't get the right number. I have to defeat the devil to get the number.
No, that's not it.
Overcome that darkness.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's not happening.
I get it right away all
the
time.
We'll get the number and we'll get it.
Now I can't find it here.
You're going to get it.
We'll get the number and we'll get it to
you. Here's the number. 305-355-5433. The number's 305-355-5433. If somebody's interested in becoming a kidney donor... for Vivian or anybody else. I'm not out here just pitching for my wife. I'm pitching for everybody that needs a kidney transplant. So please, if you want to give the gift of life, if you're spiritual and touched by the grace of God like Gary, you can call 305-355-5433. Say you want to get tested in the benefit of Vivian Fried. I'll give you the number one more time. 305-355-5433. 33 is the Living Donor Hotline at the Miami Transplant Institute at Jackson Memorial Hospital.
That's my favorite hospital. My sister works there, so
it'll be easy for me. Oh, that's awesome.
We know what's going on.
I'm
there,
so looking forward to following up on this and seeing if you're a match.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
He doesn't have to be a match. All he has to do is be what I call a qualified donor, and if they accept his kidney into the kidney exchange, he'll become more than a hero to my wife and I. He'll become a hero to somebody else, too.
Yeah.
Because that way you save two lives.
That's your legacy. Yeah.
Oh, Gary, your legacy would be the people living around the world that you would help have given life to, that are giving good deeds every day. And I can only tell you that the most wonderful, gracious human being that I know on the face of the earth is Vivian Fried, if for no other reason, because she puts up with all my BS.
All my big BS. Ups to Vivian Fried, man. That's
big
family.
Big ups to Vivian Fried. She's our family, and we love her.
Yeah.
Gary.
There are
perhaps
such great people here on this earth, see?
Absolutely.
Such great people.
Hey, listen, you know what? We have, God has given us so much. And one of the biggest things that he's given us his only begotten son, that we may live. And many people out here surviving. And if we can save a life, you know what it is? It's like my son sitting next to me, and we would never experience this, but if my son was sitting next to me, and he needed a kidney, and I don't want to imagine losing my baby. Until you put yourself in that situation, then and only then, God, you will really take it very serious to touch your heart to see that I'd rather for that person to be here. Because you're not guaranteed how long you're going to live. But guess what? You can help guarantee somebody to live a little longer. You know, so for me, I take things very seriously. I sacrifice not because of show, not because I want somebody to give me a hoop-hop hooray. I was friends with, I met this young gentleman just passed away 2 days ago named Roscoe Brown. He was one of the first Tuskegee Airmen. He just passed away. And I met him in Washington, D.C. And he said something to me that really resonated. He says, son, I heard them talking about you. And some of the Congress people say you're like an upcoming leader. And he said something to me. I said, can I take a picture with you? He said, yeah, sure. And as we was taking a picture, waiting for them to take a picture, he said, listen, there'll be a time that you may never get a thank you. There may be a time where you never get a nod, and maybe they never recognize who you are. But remember this. Do it because you got the love of people. And your nod will be in heaven waiting for you. And so until we're willing to make ourselves a living sacrifice for people and help people, and get away, as my father said. My grandfather was Caucasian, and my father used to say to us when we was babies, he said, listen, don't get caught up in race. You be the best person you can be to people, because there's good and bad on both sides. Spend more time being a part of the good to stump out the bad. And so, Free, to me, if you wake up in the morning and see your wife smiling and living, I know we did our job.
Gary, I have to sleep next to her every night and hear her struggle to breathe and hear her cry and hear her fight to get up every morning and put one foot on the ground and pivot to just go into the bathroom. And then she sits there and she's nauseous, mm-hmm. and it's horrible. And she closes the door and we can't go near her. The personal and private trials that my wife and anybody on dialysis goes through is monumental. Just think of it, pumping blood through a machine and then back into your body. It's just medieval. She's done that for 31 months. There was a guy on, there was two guys on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel last year. One was a lineman for the Ravens. The other was a lineman for Pittsburgh. Two huge Samoan guys. One had a fight in high school and had a damaged kidney, so the drugs they gave him in the NFL ruined his kidney. So they show the last play he ever plays getting knocked on his can, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, hey, with 3% kidney function. So he goes in and they show him the next picture you see is the guy in the hospital. And they interview his brother, and his brother goes, I had to give him a kidney because I went in there and he said after 2 weeks of dialysis, 2 weeks, a big NFL, won a ring, lineman, tough guy, he said after 2 weeks, unplug me and take me back to Hawaii and let me die in peace. Mm. It's so horrible.
Painful.
So invasive, so demeaning, so depersonalizing, so disgusting. She came home yesterday, I'm just going to say it. She says, honey, I brought the comforter home because she has to have a comforter on because they chill her blood to 45 degrees. Mm. And she goes, honey, I can't believe I'm really putting this all out there. She goes, and not even on my show. And she goes, honey, I threw up on the comforter. I go, honey, I don't care.
Wow.
Okay? I don't care. She drives herself back and forth. I don't know how she does it. If she didn't, I don't know how I could have a career. You know, you see, every dialysis patient has a bag. And they have their spouse walks with them with the bag because they're all like 80 or 90 years old, you know? Yeah. And then there's us. And it's heartbreaking. She is a pillar. And let me tell you, if your audience is listening, why she got this, because it's important why she got it. She got it because she abused diuretics, because she was a model. She was a model for Chanel in Latin America. So my wife, the beautiful model, got this disease because she wanted to be more beautiful. And for women out there that have body image issues, listen up. My wife got this because she had anorexia, bulimia, took diet pills, and vomited and crapped and did everything else to look good. Girls, love yourself and love your body.
Yes, sir.
Love yourself and who you are.
Yes, sir.
For who you are. We had the Earth Diet lady on my show today.
Yeah, check out the Earth Diet and nourish your body properly every single day with proper nutrition and with love, and you'll have your perfect, like, ideal dream body.
Yes.
Okay. The one that God wants you to have,
yes.
Not the one that somebody in Vogue says you should have.
Sure.
Love yourself for who you are. Am I right, miss?
Yes, you are correct. Okay. We should all love ourselves for who we are.
You love yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's all I need to hear. Gary, you got the right lady in here going, uh-huh.
Yes, sir. You know what? And it goes back down to this beautiful young lady. I mean, the book is going to be a phenomenal big seller. The Earth
Diet. It's a number one bestseller already.
Yeah, it is a bestseller. My next
book
comes out
in October.
Let's make
it the best of best.
Right.
Well, she'll be back way before October. We'll make sure that you know she's coming, Gary, so she can give your community the word on healthy eating, too.
Yeah, our engineer wants to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, she also has a show, radio show, on HayHouseRadio.com. So check that out.
Is that right?
Check that out.
I do every Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah, there he is. Wanda pumping you up there on the
Hay House. Hay House.
Wanda's doing it there because she listens to Hay House.
Wanda,
Miss NPR, Smiley Hay House, the girl that keeps us spiritually correct. And maybe that's our cue, Wanda. Maybe we should give it back to Gary now. And
hey, man, I enjoyed having you.
Gary, we love you. Thank you for the time, Gary.
You're going to hear from me next week, man, for sure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm always here, always ready to give love to Gary and his community because it's my community, too.
That's right. That's the Jim. You can find Jim Frieda every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. right before on the front line. He always set the atmosphere for us to do what we do. Hey, I'm Gary Johnson. I'm here with the Earth Diet. I'm looking to do what we do best. See y'all in a minute.
Love you, Gary. Thanks for
having me. Jim Frieda. Make it happen, baby.
Thank you.
I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, baby.